The Three Little Pigs. Once upon a time, there were three little brothers, three curly-tailed pigs, round and pink in color. The three little pigs were now all grown, and they felt it was time to leave their home, to see the world and to roam. They packed their bags with games and books, with things to drink and things to cook. And each little piggy also packed his favorite object in his sack. The youngest pig, Dreamy, brought his pen. The middle brother, Jazzy, his violin. And the oldest, Brainy, a sack of cement. With their bags on their shoulders, a few coins in their hands, they set out together to discover new lands. They crossed fields and forests, mountains and towns, till one day, by the banks of a river, they chose to settle down. Each one decided on his own that he would like to build himself a home, but each would build it in his own way. They had not gone far when by and by Dreamy met a farmer with a glint in his eye and a bundle of straw on his back. Quick as a whip, he exchanged his coins for enough straw to build his home. And before the sun had set but once, he had built his house of straw. Tra-la-lee, tra-la-lum. Your house is not sturdy. Your house is not strong. Be careful, dear brother, or it will fall down, said Brainy. But Dreamy was proud of his new home. He sat down at his straw table, got out his pen, and spent the day drawing. The two other brothers continued to roam along the wide river where they wished to build their home. They had not gone far when by and by Jazzy saw a lumberjack with a glint in his eye and a bundle of sticks on his back. Quick as a whip, he exchanged his coins for enough sticks to build his home. And before the sun had set but twice, he had built his house of sticks. Tra-la-lee, tra-la-lum. Your house is not sturdy. Your house is not strong. Be careful, dear brother, or it will fall down, said Brainy. But Jazzy was proud of his new home. He got up from his stick table, got out his violin, and played and danced all day. The third little pig continued to roam along the wide river where he wished to build his home. He had not gone far when by and by Brainy saw a mason with a glint in his eye and a cart full of bricks in his hands. Quick as a whip, he exchanged his coins for enough bricks to build his home. With cement and trowel, he labored for a week till his brick house was finished, tidy and neat. Tra-la-lee, tra-la-lum. My house is sturdy. My house is strong. It will never fall down, said Brainy. A few days later, by and by, near the straw house of Dreamy, he did spy a dreadful animal by the banks of the river with pointed fangs and a hungry look in his eye. The wolf! The pig saw the wolf, and the wolf saw the pig. The pig ran towards his home. The wolf was so big, and his fangs were sharp as can be. Dreamy trembled in his house of straw. He locked the front door, but still he saw the hungry wolf getting closer.
Little pig, let me in.
Not by the hair on my chinny chin chin.
Then I'll huff, and I'll puff, and I'll blow your house in, and I'll gobble you up from your tail to your chin.
And he huffed, and he puffed, and the straw house blew in. Dreamy ran as fast as he could to join his brother in his house made of wood. The two piggies hid under the table on the floor, but in 2 seconds flat, the wolf was at the door.
Little pigs, let me in.
Not by the hair on our chinny chin chins.
Then I'll huff, and I'll puff, and I'll blow your house in, and I'll gobble you up both from your tails to your chins.
And he huffed, and he puffed, and the stick house blew in. Dreamy and Jazzy ran fast, they ran quick, and they joined their brother Pig in his house made of brick. The two younger brothers trembled and quaked, but Brainy sat calmly, having tea and cake. The wolf was there at the count of 4, and soon enough he was pounding on the door.
Little pigs, let me in.
Not by the hairs on our chinny chin chins.
Then I'll huff, and I'll puff, and I'll blow your house in, and I'll gobble you up, all from your tails to your chins.
And he huffed, and he puffed with all his might. But the brick house stood standing, cozy and tight. The wolf could not believe his eyes. He took a big breath, ready for another try. He huffed and he puffed till he was blue in the face. But the strong brick house stayed standing in one place. He puffed and huffed and puffed again, but the house stayed standing still, and his head began to spin. Worn out and dizzy and weak in his knees, he lay down to rest under an apple tree, safe behind the walls of brick so strong. The three brothers danced and laughed and sang a jolly song.
Our house is sturdy, our house is strong, no wind or wolf will knock it down.
The sun was setting, the pigs began to tire. In the hearth they lit a fire and set a cauldron of soup atop to heat up for dinner. Meanwhile, the wolf under the apple tree was only getting more and more hungry. His tummy gurgled and he drooled. He desperately, desperately needed some food. And three little pigs were sure sounding good.
Grrr. By hook or by crook, those pigs shall be mine. I'll have them for dinner with a bottle of wine. But how can I get in that house of brick? Through the door? Through the window? I need an idea quick.
Suddenly an apple fell down from the tree. It hit him on the noggin, and he knew.
By the chimney it shall be!
Zip! Lickety-split, he jumped onto the roof, then down the chimney he did shoot, only to land straight in the boiling soup.
Ow! Ow! My behind is burning! Burning!
Howled the wolf. The wolf jumped out of the soup pot and ran yelping from the house. He hid in the woods, his belly empty, his bottom scorched. Since that fateful day, the wolf has not been seen by the river, and legend has it that he eats applesauce each night for dinner. The three brothers live happily together in their brick house so strong, and in the evenings they paint, make soup, put on their dancing shoes, play the violin, and sing this song.
Our house is sturdy, our house is strong. No wind or wolf will knock it down. Our house is sturdy, our house is strong. No wind or wolf will knock it down. Our house is sturdy, our house is strong. No wind or wolf will knock it down.